It's 9:49, time for our opening commodity market report, and sitting in for Dave Dickey is Jay Pierce. Hi, Jay.
Well, hi, Dan, and good morning. And let's take a look at how the prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave, of course, the overnight opens at 8:49, and now we're taking a look at a lot of green on the board as July wheat in Kansas City opened at 9:48. That was up 9 3/4. September at 9:65, up 10 1/4. July spring wheat at 11:40, up 10 3/4. And September at $10 even, up 7 1/4. July wheat in Chicago opened at 9:18, up 17 3/4. September 9:38. Also up 17 3/4, and December at 9:63, up 19 1/4. July 09 opened at 9:97, up 21 3/4, and December 09 at 10:05, up 14 3/4. July corn opened at 7:41, up 11. September 7:58, up 13 1/2. December at 7:78, up 13. March at 7:94 1/2, up 11 3/4. May at 8:10 1/2, up 10. July for 09 at 8:05 1/4, up 12 1/4. In December of 09 at 6:85, up 12. Soybeans for July, 15:45, up 7 1/2. August at 15:51, up 11. September 15:37, up 10. November at 15:35, up 10. January 15:52, up 12. March 15:63, up 15. May at 15:65, up 19. July 15:69, up 16. The August 09 soybeans at 15:78, up 32 cents. And September at 15:40, this is September 09, 15:40, up 27. November 14:72, up 13. July soybean meal 4:11.50, up 130. August at 4:10, up 220. And July soybean oil 64.75, up 54. August at 65.05, up 50. And as we take a look at the current trade, the wheat in Chicago trading anywhere from, 19 3/4 all the way up to about 32 3/4 higher right now. Corn trading in a range up 10 1/2 to up 19. Well, the 10 1/2 was a yesterday, so if we look at today's, it's up 16 to 19, a little narrower range. Actually 15 on the July contract now. And the soybeans trading up anywhere from 11 to 27 1/2 higher now on the July soybean contract for 08. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the opens, Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services, Bloomington, Illinois. And Dan, how are you this morning?
Doing fine, Jay, but you got the company
yeah,
wrong.
I know, darn it. I know it's wrong. It's 8 a.m.
Yeah. Those were the old days.
I was just reading right off the sheet there. I'm sorry about that. So ADM Investor Services. There we go.
No, ADM Grain Group. How about that one?
Grain Group. I'm going to write that on the sheet so I don't get caught by that again.
Okay, well, that's understandable. Looking at the way prices are working here today, it kind of looks like you need to keep Todd and Dave on vacation, and you need to do all the reporting, Jay.
Yeah, well, I would love to take credit for it, but, you know, it's like Ed Kieser, Scott Altuff, and Mike Soto. I can't take credit for it, but I can report it, and you can analyze it. What is going on here?
Well, I think it's a reflection of fear of what Monday's report may or may not say. We did have the decline here started last week a little bit. We went through some traffic, a little noise, but that was, I think, basically from an overbought technical condition of the big run-up that we had there in the first half or so of June. And now the market, after that correction, the market now has been able to regain its bearings and resume the upside. So, and it's all about this year's growing season. We're off to an awfully rough start. There's still questions about even Monday's report will even be able to maybe clear up some of the uncertainties as far as what the actual planted acres are, because USDA is going to have to resurvey those numbers again in July. So, you know, it kind of looks to me like the market is really not even going to get comfortable with 08 crop prospects until we get into the August crop report. And I think that in us by itself will probably provide some underlying support.
Yeah, that's the Monday plantings and quarterly stocks reports. Anything in the export sales reports that came out this morning that might have sparked anything?
Well, I'm out on the road, so I didn't see the Pacific numbers. But I do know that this recent run-up in prices has slowed demand clear across the board. It's not only from an export point of view, but even on the domestic front. We've had a pretty good run up, so we are seeing some slowing of demand. The only question at this point is how much slowing needs to take place over the summer months, depending upon what size of crop that we really have. But chart wise, it's almost picture perfect for the market bulls. If we start taking out the highs that we had here a week and a half or so ago, you're going to be talking about some pretty big numbers. I think numbers to the point that everybody's going to be scared of. But, you know, we'll have to kind of see how the fundamentals unfold here. First off with Monday's report, and then kind of see what the weather pattern is here during the first couple of weeks of July.
Mm-hmm. Crude oil up, gold is down a bit this morning. Anything on the outside markets you're particularly keeping an eye on?
Well, everybody's worried about Congress with all of their hearings of what they may or may not do in the form of trying to regulate the market, to stop the market from functioning. It's clear, at least watching some of the video that I've watched, is that if Congress could pass a law to ban the law of supply and demand, I think they would do that. They just, I think, have a real having a hard time understanding how supply and demand works, how the markets work with some of their questioning. So it's kind of an educational process, I think, for the Congress to go through. But anytime they have hearings like that and start talking about regulation of this and regulation of that, that makes the market jittery. And I think that's been some of the volatility that we've seen in the marketplace.
Well, Dan, thanks a lot and safe travels.
Same to you.
All righty. Thanks. That's Dan Zwicker, ADM Grain Group in Bloomington, Illinois, and on the road today. And he'll be back to join Todd Gleason during the closing market report today at 2:06.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And now July wheat in Kansas City at 959.5, up 21.25. September at 974, up 19.25. July in Chicago at 924, up 22.25. September 943, up 22.75. And December at 965, up 21.25. July corn, 748.5, up 18.5. September up 18.5 to 763. December 784.5, up 19.5. And March at 801, up 18.25. July soybeans, 1562.5, up 25. August at 1565.5, up 25.5. September at 1553, up 26. And November soybeans, 1550, up 25. Soybean meal for July, 415.50, and that's up 530. 415.50, up 530 for that July meal contract. The oil at 65.16 is up 95 right now. Live cattle for June on the market, 98.35, up 30. August live cattle, 104.60, up 20. The August feeder cattle, 111.95, down 60. And September, 113.15, down 110. Lean hogs for July, 74, even, up 10. August, 74.50, up 50. Frozen pork bellies for July at 71.70, up 95. And for August, it's 72.52.5, up 102.5. August crude oil, 138, up 345 a barrel. And September crude at 138.70, up 362 currently. The price of silver at 17.29 right now, up 79. And the Dow Jones 30 Industrial Average, or gold, I could say, for June, not open and trading yet. August at 9.1280 is currently up 30. Dow Jones Industrial Average, and this is a 15-minute delay, down 169 points at 11,642. The dollar at 72.66 is down 0.24 right now. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. It is just about straight up 10 o'clock, and after NPR News, Focus 580, David Inge, the host. What's coming up this morning, Dave?